Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to apologize to anybody that was at Bud's Bar yesterday around noon.
What happened?
I don't know.
Get just, rowdy or
just
something?
Just five girls just getting their cheeseburger on. Yeah. It gets dangerous. We start out hangry, and then there was a lot going on. BJ was very, very busy. Very busy. You know,
you're apologizing.
Yeah, I am. But you know, you get five chicks together, and as one person said, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
One guy said, he actually said this, he was at the table too, he goes, so are you guys ever going to eat those cheeseburgers?
Because you're just talking the entire time.
Yeah, women are a different breed, aren't we?
Yeah,
we really are. We really like to talk a lot about a lot of stuff. I mean, we mentioned anal-ies. We talked about cheeseburgers. I mean, we really ran
really
the...
Really covered the entire
yeah,
spectrum.
Yeah, Botox. I mean, you name it.
Goes well, hand in hand.
One guy is like, wow, this is a lot going on here. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, all right. Somebody has said, you got to see Yellowstone. They said, you have time to catch up. They're talking to me, Jamie, that I will get addicted to it and I will love it.
You will love it.
So I've seen one episode and I can see how I would maybe like it, but I feel so far behind.
See, I think the first episode was the hardest for me to get through because it was so long and, with that first episode, they're trying to develop everyone.
Yeah,
and introduce it was a lot.
And that
I don't
head
think
wound.
You're gonna like it.
I don't. Well,
I don't think you will.
There
I
was
really
a
don't.
Head wound involved,
and that's a very aggressive first out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't think you'll like it. I saw two episodes, and I didn't care for
you.
It.
Didn't?
No,
all right.
I didn't go back.
Well, but what about this then? I love the McBee Dynasty. The McBee Dynasty actually is about a real live Yellowstone. It's only been on for one season. It was on Peacock, I think. So it's about these three boys that want to take over their dad's ranch, and it's a real story. They're in financial crisis. They're a meat packing plant. They process their own meats and they sell it to all the different chains of restaurants and grocery stores. So they're multimillionaires 1 month, and then they're crashing and burning the next month. They open up a bunch of car washes. I love that, the McBee Dynasty. By the way, it's been picked up for season two on Bravo. They took it away from Peacock. So I don't know. I like that.
I think you would like that. Well, that's a real story, though. I mean, you really like documentaries because they're true.
Yep.
You like everything based on a true story. You like that stuff, like the Aaron Brockovich, was that her name?
Yep.
That kind of stuff. But the Yellowstone thing, to me, it was more than, it was more like a current JR, Dallas. It was that type of a show. I didn't really care for it because of that.
But you only saw two episodes, and people, I mean, it's huge.
Well, let's say you watch two, you're going to get hooked on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I only watch one. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. John Dutton, who we know is Kevin Costner. So there's a big rumor he's dating Hoda.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Hoda?
Yeah.
Hoda. Like, no kidding.
Hoda on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that rumor?
Bud's Bar. Bud's Bar, where all the rumors happen. People are like, did you see that Kevin Costner might date Hoda? I was like, what? Yeah, so I guess they had a real connection on the show because they were talking to him. They had an interview with him. And now they're saying that the way Hoda was giggling and that the way Kevin Costner was like leaning into her, that their body language really spoke about each other.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you seeing, Schmidl?
Hello? Okay. They asked him about the interview, and he said, well, look, I'm not on a national dating service. I appreciate the goodwill. She's been great to me when I go back on there. People treat me well. They treat me good. She's got a spark, but we've never had coffee together.
Okay. She's got a spark.
So I feel like he put it out there.
I did. Hey, like, she's got a spark.
Let's go get some coffee.
Right? I bet there's coffee in the future.
Well, if that doesn't work out, he can date Al Roker.
I think Al's already taken.
Just say it.
So, yeah. So we'll see what happens, but that's the rumor, and it is out there. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, okay, this is off the beaten path. This isn't even, like, this doesn't even fit here. Does anybody seem to think that on Amazon and on infomercials and on your Reels commercials and all that, why is everybody trying to sell you a different way to store your sponge or, like, to have your sponge in your sink? Have you seen this?
No.
So there's all kinds of weird things out there on Amazon and stuff, like, somehow my sponge should be some kind of issue. You know, the sponge you wash your dishes with? Have you seen the newest one that's a magnet?
No.
So the sponge actually on the backside has a magnet on it. So now you can just put it and attach it to your sink.
That's actually awesome.
All right.
No, it's the sponge is not a problem.
It is. It needs to be on the side. It needs to be on the sink rather than in the sink.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Yes.
Because, like, if you leave it in there, it stays wet. And then that's when you get, like, bacteria and all that stuff. Like, you got to keep your sponge dry.
It's got to dry out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I have a little, on my cabinets, I have a little pull-down thing in front of the sink.
Oh, no, I have that too.
Yeah, and you just put it in there.
That's too much effort. I'd rather just stick it to the side. That way it's easy access. And then you get the cabinet, like you're doing the dishes, right? And you got to put it back in the cabinet, and you're going to get your cabinets wet, and then you got to wipe them down. It's just a whole
So
process.
Now the magnetic sponge is the best thing ever made.
Listen, I would definitely buy that.
It sounds really convenient.
Yes.
Wow, I have Christmas ideas.
I would be over the moon with that.
Oh my God, I thought you two were going to, like, all three of you were going to be like, ugh, God, who cares, right? Yeah. But no, I have enthusiasm.
And every time you wash your hands, then your sponge gets wet. Come on.
I put it on the back of the sink.
I do too.
It just sits there. Yeah, it gets dry.
But it doesn't really because it sits on there and it doesn't drain. So this way you put it magnetically on the side and it just drips into your sink.
Yeah.
So
it's great. Sounds amazing.
God, what an invention.
Right? The magnetic sponge. Who knew? It's crazy. It was crazy. All right. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah. We were talking about how Schmill?
Schmill?
Hey, Schmill.
Hey.
I was watching some stuff, you know, some...
Strippers.
Some strippers.
Male strippers.
I want to look like
that. Yeah, some male strippers.
So married gentlemen. I feel like I'm going to look like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Shawn Mendes is also addressing rumors about his sexuality.
Is he gay?
People think he is. But okay. I don't think he is. Shawn Mendes' new song, The Mountain, from his upcoming album, addresses the speculations surrounding his sexuality that have swirled for years. It says, I have a change of heart. You can say what you need to say. You can say I'm too young. You can say I'm too old. You can say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold. I don't know what that all means.
Didn't he hook up with Camila Cabello, though?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
And that's a woman.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah,
like, really hot.
She's got, like, a lot of curves and stuff.
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah. She does not even get close to looking like a man.
Yeah, but if you put out a song called Brokeback Mountain, I mean, come on.
Well... there was no broke back, but there was just the word the mountain.
Oh, I thought I heard broke back in there.
Yeah, so
you've got
a
hit song called Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
People are going to guess.
I get it. I get it. Jason Kelce denies that he took a nap during Taylor Swift's show. Here is the audio, number two.
You took a nap at the Eras Tour.
I did not take a nap.
What is that all about?
Travis, you know I didn't take a nap.
I did not take a nap. How are you? This show is absolutely electric. It's the greatest show that's ever been on stage, and you're over here falling asleep?
Standing, I'm holding Ellie. I feel like I'm kind of in a fishbowl. Like, everybody's staring at me. So I just sit down. I'm dancing with Ellie. Ellie goes over to Kylie. And then I'm just, like, sitting here, and I'm just, like, feeling it. And I'm like, oh. And I'm tapping my thigh, and I'm just, like, in the moment. Listening to the song, and then all of a sudden I go on Twitter and I see this picture. And I'm like, dude, what the f-? Like, I'm not even sleeping, and I can prove it to you. There is evidence in this photo that I'm not sleeping.
You calling Bo Allen a liar?
Bo didn't say I was sleeping. Bo did not say I was sleeping. He just posted the picture.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say I was sleeping.
I thought you said you were sleeping.
No,
you were just feeling the groove, huh?
Jets Jake, zoom in on my right hand in post. Make sure that Travis sees this. My hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not major pain. How am I going to? I can't sleep with my eyes open, much less with my hand hovering above my knee.
I think I just fell asleep.
You know what's funny is that if you look at the actual photograph, his hand is raised above his leg. He was just tapping his, you know, he was patting his leg to the music, and he just closed his eyes for a minute because, as he said, he was like just being watched, and it kind of made him uncomfortable. So he just closed his eyes and like just tap, 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 and his hand is above his leg. So he never fell asleep. By the way, I would think that it would be really hard to do a podcast with your brother every week. I mean, if I made $25 million, I guess it wouldn't be that hard, but it just seems like there would be a lot of bickering. You know, between the two?
Yeah, and a lot of rivalry.
I could do it with my brother.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think there are a lot of brothers.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You couldn't. I get your point, yep. But I could do it with my brother.
What would you guys talk about?
Just crazy crap, just like they do. Stuff that people don't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think people do care about their stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of it's pretty good.
I just, like, what would,
I watch
like,
part of it.
How your brother can't use a cell phone or something?
Yeah. No internet, you know. He's been promised internet forever.
Yeah.
He can't get it.
Can't get it.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that stray dog that keeps running around his house, man. We don't know who that dog belongs
to.
That's
crazy.
Dog's going to get hit by a car one day. Yeah. You wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an episode in itself.
Were you guys talking the other day about the potholes that have formed?
Potholes.
Yeah, like that one road over there, over yonder, I think he said. Yeah. Over yonder, there's some potholes.
But there is a road that they need to pave because it's been gravel for years. So we could talk about that.
Yeah.
Then they named a road. They named one of the roads there close to his house. And the guy, it's been suspected that he possibly knocked somebody off.
Really?
But they yet named a road after him.
That is crazy.
That's almost a series in its
own. Dude, I think that we call it podcast. I think we call it Tennessee Talk.
Tennessee Talk.
Ooh. I like it. It's the new podcast.
BJ and his brother.
Yeah. I like it. Tennessee Talk. I would watch it, hear it, listen, whatever people do. I would do all that. I would do all that. Well, sometimes they put on clips and you can watch it too. So I would watch you guys.
I think it'd be entertaining.
It would, actually. Yeah. It would. All right. I just want to tell you this last one, and that is that Jelly Roll, congratulations, has lost 100 pounds.
That's awesome.
That is great.
He doesn't look it. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I saw
a video. You can tell in his face, though.
He doesn't look like he's lost 100 pounds.
If you,
okay? Look,
yeah, he
looks
does,
like
actually.
He's lost
you,
weight.
Go to our Facebook
100.
Page. Go to our Facebook page and see what we posted.
Yeah,
because they did a before and after, and
like
he does.
Side by side.
He
now,
does.
I saw a video of him yesterday. He was giving away free food yesterday or day before yesterday. And the video, I mean, I just thought that it didn't look like 100 to me.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see it because he had like, I mean, his chins were. Like, his neck even lost at least 20 pounds in just his neck.
To me, that's where I notice it the most.
Yeah, because his neck is missing. I mean, it's good missing. Not bad.
He's still a big dude.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boy, but that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
He's still a big dude.
So he weighed over, what, 500 pounds?
It says in 2018 he revealed that he weighed over 500 pounds in 2015, and then he embarked on a 200-pound journey. So in total, he's lost 200.
Yeah, so.
200?
Yeah. That's according to Fox News.
500 pounds. I mean, he's still 300. Keep that in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still part of the Jelly Roll system.
He was giving away free food yesterday on a video. He looks 300.
He is 300, okay. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw where Patrick Mahomes' dad went to jail yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, they finally put him in the pokey from that DUI that he had. I think it was his third or fourth, right?
Yeah, it was.
And he went to jail. But get this, they say he's going to be out by Halloween.
Oh, really? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy keeps getting, he's going to kill somebody.
He got 10 days.
That's it?
That was his sentence, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They put him in jail yesterday in Texas, and they say he will be out by Halloween, which means that he'll spend maybe 6 of the 10 days.
Are they making him go to a rehab program or anything like that?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure he's going to teach it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, because after a point, your son has got to be like, I am done with you, Dad. Like, you have, like, humiliated me enough.
Yeah, your liability.
Yeah.
Speaking of the legal system, they say the Menendez brothers, that verdict could come down today if they get a new trial or not.
Oh, really?
I can't believe these two dudes may get out of prison. That's crazy.
So TMZ did a poll, like, do you think they should get out of prison or stay in prison?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was pretty tight.
Was it tight?
It was.
What do you think?
I think that they should stay.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Carson?
I think they should get out.
You think they should get out? Why?
I think they were put through just things that a normal person should never be put
through. I do too, but I think that they shouldn't get life, but maybe like give them 5 more years.
I mean, they've served 35 years.
I think they were
driven to that point where it was just too much and they finally cracked and it was just...
Spadell, what do you think?
Oh, hello. I think that they should be probably let out or just have some sort of probation. Like Carson said, they've been there for 35 years. They've had to be reformed.
The only thing that changed with me is a few facts that I did not know, and that was that shopping spree. After they killed them both, they literally went on a shopping spree, and I don't know why that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But it just did.
Yeah, it's
weird.
The thing that got me, and I think Jamie brought it up, if I remember when we first started talking about this, when it became news, is that why mom?
Yeah, I did bring that up.
Why mom? I mean, if you think about it, if dad did bad things to you, okay, all right,
then
maybe.
He probably abused her, too.
But why mom?
You know,
okay. They blew her head off.
Okay.
They did.
My God.
I personally think they should stay in there for the rest of their lives. I really do.
Yeah, I could see killing the dad for everything horrible, but I mean, you have to realize like the mom is in a mental state too where she was probably threatened.
Exactly. But it depends on, I mean, I guess if you're a kid, maybe they blamed her for, I don't
because
know,
she
staying
didn't stand,
quiet or
yeah,
not
she
standing
didn't stand up for them.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to kill them.
Yeah.
Not allowed to kill them.
You can try to figure out why she didn't, but it shouldn't blow up.
Yeah,
as
maybe
said.
Therapy, yeah. Maybe a couple of meetings here and there.
Yeah.
Sit down with mom, but you can't do what they did.
And you don't need a Rolex.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Like after
they
happens.
They bought matching Rolexes, and then they bought cars and condos.
Yeah. So.
After they killed their parents. But this thing's supposed to come to a head today, I think.
We'll
Maybe
see what
tomorrow.
Happens. Who knows?
Yep. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. But like you said when we started the conversation, 50-50.
Yeah,
even
it was
here
really
in the
tight.
Studio.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people that if you don't and I don't remember when the trial actually happened. I kind of do, but I kind of don't. So the shock of it all is kind of waning over time of 35 years, you know. So I could see people who
But see, then I go back. I'm so torn with this because like if somebody abused my son, I would blow their head off.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Yeah. But at the same time, if I did that to another person, I'd expect to spend the rest of my life in jail, probably too.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I would get that.
That's
so
true.
I would feel that way because I've always thought, you know, that if you do something like that, you know where you're headed. You're not going to get out.
But how old were they?
18.
Yeah, but their brains weren't.
18, 19.
Their frontal lobe wasn't developed yet or something.
I just feel like they were brought to that point where it was just, there was no turning back.
I mean, they weren't, right? Doesn't it finally like kick in at like 22 or something?
Yeah. It's small lobes, no doubt about
it. Yeah, the tiny, tiny lobe.
I guess. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey. We have a meeting today.
We have a meeting?
Yeah.
What are we going to meet on?
Social media stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Social media.
Because, you know, you are the king of social media.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm pretty good at it, aren't I?
We're trying to figure out how to get the Instagram more kicking.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I apparently are not the best Instagrammers on the planet.
Right.
Like your dog driving your car, apparently not that interesting.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not. What about that TikTok or TikTok or...
Yeah, the TikTok.
Are we gonna get on that too?
So here's what we need to do.
What?
You and I need to do the Dancing with the Stars challenge.
Yeah, you do.
We do?
Yeah, we need to do it today, and we need to do it if we need to film it.
Do I have to pull you up?
Yes.
I don't think I can.
Oh, God.
I'm lighter now.
Yeah, I got a bad back, though.
Yeah, but if you pull your back, you might have to make a sacrifice. Pull your back for the TikTok.
Yeah, do it for the show,
and
man.
And it might go viral.
Do it for the show.
No, I don't think anyone's pulled their back doing it yet.
No, only broken ankle.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure you're light enough?
I am. I'm pretty sure I am light enough, yeah. Okay. Are you strong enough? Yeah. Nope.
All right, well, let's talk
okay,
about
we'll
it,
talk
that meeting
okay,
we're about
all right,
to have.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
We'll run it by the boss okay. if he thinks we should do it or not.
Okay,
I don't think our insurance is that good.
It might not be. You might be on, what's that, what is it that you get? If we do it here, workman's comp.
Yeah, disability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Medicare.
Yeah. Wait, you have to get injured here. We need workman's comp.
All right. Okay, we'll do it here then. So that way we're off the hook.
Oh my God. Yeah. Medicare? What the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea. All right, we'll see you at the meeting.
Yep, okay.
Right, I'll see. Right, is there going to be lunch at the meeting? I don't like meetings without lunch.
I don't either. That's what I was thinking.
I want lunch. Can we get lunch?
I don't think so.
There's
no
lunch?
Get lunch? Yeah.
No lunch?
No.
Why don't we have lunch?
They hate us, I guess.
How are you going to get more social media out of me if you don't feed me?
It's hard to do when you're hangry.
It is. Yeah. It's a true story.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.